Yo, what up? It's Donut, and you tuning in to all your Illuminati news. Something strange is planned for Hawaii. The Dora hurricane that took place. Dora is short for Dorothy. Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. Now, the Wizard of Oz plays a huge role in the occult, in secret societies. The guy who wrote it was very, very much involved with Helen Blavatsky, Theosophy. And then you got Aleister Crowley as well with Lom. So we're going to break down this. Something strange with Hawaii. Hello, everybody. Make sure you smash that like button. Share this out. Hit that subscribe button. This is a pretty wild, wild video. Here we go. The hurricane that took place looks very similar to me to the Wizard of Oz. This is the end of the yellow brick road. You see the blue dot and the curl. Well, here's the blue dot and the curl. The hurricane is named Dora, and that's Dorothy. Here's Dorothy right here. Hurricane Dora, Dorothy. Just starting it off with that is pretty mind-boggling to me. And Hawaii is known for Over the Rainbow song. Is, you look up Over the Rainbow, he's going to pop up. The guy from Hawaii is going to pop up singing Over the Rainbow, which is that song. And Fritz Springmeier, in his book, The Illuminati Formula, used to create an undetectable total mind control slave, went over the rainbow. Rainbow. Over the rainbow. Over the rainbow. Right here. Here's all the different times it's brought up. Because it was used, the song, for MK Ultra mind control. When these people were under MK Ultra mind control, they would play the song so they can go into another realm, go into another dimension, or what Travis Scott, the other side, to escape from the trauma. I even did an interview with Fritz Springmeier, who wrote The Bloodlines of the Illuminati, over on Rumble. So make sure to go check that out. As on Rumble, I've been going live every Thursday with Tommy Truthful at the Truth Mafia, and he just put up an article on the Illuminati playing card is in Hawaii right here, and he goes into the dues. He also brought up the Las Vegas event that took place. The guy who was the police officer for that Las Vegas event was also the police officer, the sheriff for Hawaii. I mean, what are the odds? So this song, Over the Rainbow, is played in a lot of these films with traumatic events. So Bowling for Columbine, they played Over the Rainbow and showed very terrible imagery. Just like in Face Off, they put the headphones over this kid when all these terrible things are going on around him. And in his headphones, it's playing Over the Rainbow. And I learned that from Isaac Weishaupt. Make sure you go subscribe to his channel. He has this breakdown on The Wizard of Oz right here, the occult analysis. And there's three videos over an hour long, and it is fantastic. Also, he did an interview with me 6 months ago right here. So make sure to go check that out, because it goes even deeper. As Lom, Aleister Crowley would go into Lom's head. So these occultists go into Lom's head. Doja Cat most recently tweeted this picture saying she's part of the Illuminati, and I think it looks a lot like Lom. So these occultists go into Lom's head. That's what they do. And the Wizard of Oz is Lom as well. It's also Osiris because he's green. Here's Aleister Crowley. This is the Confessions of Aleister Crowley, and he portrays himself as Lom. And look at his autograph. This goes into the Beatles and the OTO. It is the phallic, the penis for the A. And I learned that they go into Lom's head from One on One podcast. So make sure you subscribe to the One on One podcast as well. We just did this video that you could check out, the homunculus mind control moon rituals. And he, in this episode, he goes into how Lom is used. So these occultists go into Lom's head, and it goes into the moon children. Now, this was released on my Patreon early in the month. So make sure you go support us here. As you could probably see, you can't do a, what's it called? I don't even know what it's called because I haven't had it in so long. A super chat. You can't super chat us here because we're demonetized. So the Patreon, we almost got 1,000 members. Let's go crash through that 1,000 members before the 322 post. It's a good way to support us. Plus, there's a ton of amazing content, early access, full podcast documentaries. It's really good. It's the best way to support us. So let's tie this back to Oz, right? The Wizard of Oz and this hurricane. Here's Dorothy, the hurricane named Dorothy. That's what the hurricane's named, Dora. And it looks like the end of the yellow brick road through the symbolism. Aleister Crowley wrote Liber Oz right here, which was a page report pretty much for the OTO. O-Z, Oz, Wizard of Oz. And here's the OTO, the Order Templi Orientis. And this is super important to this year. They were trying to revive Adam Weishaupt's Order of the Illuminati, but this is connected to the Memphis Rite as well, the music industry and all the rituals going down this year. And we just crushed through the 1,000 mark. We got over thousands of people up in here. So make sure you smash that like button. I like to remind everybody to smash that like button every time we get that 1,000, break through that 1,000 mark. I mean, this is going to get crazy. So let's get into this OTO. You probably saw my video yesterday where I was showing the hidden serpent in the new Barbie, the weird Barbie. And there was the serpent right here when you mirror it. And if you think that this is fake, like, oh, you're stretching, this has been going on for a long time. Here is Sgt. Pepper's The Beatles album cover. If you mirror it, you got Aleister Crowley at the top, the OTO logo right in the middle, and the penis, Aleister Crowley's logo right here, his signature, Aleister Crowley, down there, once you mirror it. So there is a lot of occult symbols. It's called steganography, hiding these symbols. It's pretty crazy. So let's get more into the connection between this hurricane and the Wizard of Oz. As Wizard of Oz, it starts off with the tornado, right? Sort of similar. But Judy Garland, who's Dorothy, died at 47, just like the 47 degrees on the compass right here, the Masonic compass. In Maui, the banyan tree had the 47 trunks. This is all over the news. The 47 trunks with the banyan tree, all over the news. Even the Las Vegas event, the Road to 47 Boom Booms, the Las Vegas event, there was the 47 in that as well, in the headlines, just like Monsters, Inc., accident free for 47 days. And what are the odds that the Las Vegas chief, John, was also in Maui as well as Las Vegas? I mean, coincidence after coincidence. When this story was first reported, because there's rituals in the numbers, and we're going to get into the rituals in the numbers and how this is all connected. The 36 parallel is Tennessee. Even Mountain Dew, we're hearing about the dews, people complaining in the comments saying I'm not talking enough about it. Look, I've been talking about that stuff for years now. Mountain Dew is based out of Tennessee as well on the 36 parallel. All these terrible events in Memphis are happening on the 36 parallel. We've been documenting this all year long. 3-6 Mafia, Gangsta Boo passes away in the beginning of the year. And it's called Hawaii Hell. 3-6, 666, dead in the beach town. This was the first report all over. And this goes into the Memphis Right. Memphis, 36 parallel. Yesterday, another tragedy in Memphis just went down. The next toll that they did, the next death toll was 93. 93, it goes into Aleister Crowley, the lemma. They say 93 because it means do what thou will, or whatever they say. Do what thou will is 93. And that was the next one, 93 for the death toll. And then yesterday, there's Jay-Z with the do what thou will, because it's connected to the music industry. And then yesterday, the next update was 96. Hawaii mourns the 96. The death toll hit 96. We've been covering this 96 number, the 69, all year long for the last 1-2 years. Tony Bennett this year died at 96. In the Hollywood video, we cover how this is connected to the Memphis Right, because there's 96 degrees. Aleister Crowley was part of this Memphis Right with the 96 degrees. And this was the next one. 96 killed as governor warns of significant death toll rise. And now it's at 99 or 100. And in the news, they're talking about Lahaina residents worry a rebuilt Maui town could slip into the hands of affluent outsiders. They're talking about BlackRock. BlackRock been buying up all the land. All these elites, billionaires, are buying up all the land. Now, there's a connection to BlackRock and secret societies, but here's the map of Oz. The map of Oz is BlackRock right here. When you go into the alchemical rupees, this is the Black Rock right here. It's 33 miles in size. Black Rock named themselves after this. This is alchemical, ancient alchemical stuff. And even the map of Oz is based off of that as well, Black Rock. And the guy that is part of Black Rock is part of a secret society called Kappa Beta Phi. You got a lot of Wall Street people part of this. You got Michael Bloomberg part of it right here. The mayor of New York, former Bear Stearns, all these big people. Larry Fink of BlackRock, part of the secret society where they dress up like women and they do these weird rituals. Who knows what they're doing? It's a secret society, synarchy. Mountain Dew. Dew is the direct energy. And they had one called Maui Burst. And here's Kanye's hurricane video. This happened during the hurricane, right? A hurricane happened, and then this fire happened. Well, Kanye, his hurricane video looks like a direct energy going into the ocean. And he comes on the scene when there's a hurricane. Here's him talking crap about Skull and Bones member George Bush. 3-2-2 George Bush. During the hurricane, he has a song Hurricane, and then he did the hurricane ritual with Justin Bieber and Marilyn Manson, and Bieber went to Doja Cat's Illuminati party. But when he did the Donda ritual, there was the flood. Was it predictive programming for this event, or is it for the eclipse? The 3-2-2 solar eclipse making the crossbones on October 14th, next month. As you got all the top elites like Elon viewing the ritual as it goes down at the concert. And Kanye's My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, which was released November 22nd, the day JFK was taken out. You even got Dorothy, Judy Garland, called JFK like once a week to talk late night on the phone. And he recorded this in Hawaii. He recorded in Hawaii after he did the ritual with Taylor Swift. He took a hiatus and did that. Now, we got a lot of people up in here. We're almost at that 2,000 mark. So it'd be cool to get over 2,000 people up in here in the live stream. So make sure to share out the video, like the video, hit subscribe, ring the bell, do all that stuff. It's going to get wild. And I'd like to bring up 50. Shout out to 50. 50 Cent, I believe, will be going through a ritual. And this does tie into Tennessee and Lloyd Banks, part of Tennessee, Tennessee. Now, 50 Cent is known as the Hanged Man. During the Super Bowl ritual, he was hanging upside down, portraying the Hanged Man, just like in his music video. In the Hanged Man tarot card is sacrifice. And he's on his tour, the final lap tour, which means it's the end, the final lap, the sacrifice, the transition. It also means waiting. And he got famous by connecting with Eminem on the song Patiently Waiting. And here is that ritual with Ellen DeGeneres as she did the Hangman right before her career was sacrificed and ended. Her career ended after she did the Hangman. So I'm looking out for that. And I'll get into more details about that here in a minute. But this connection between Over the Rainbow, Mind Control, the OTO, Charles Manson, and the book Chaos went into how he was maybe working with the CIA to do mind control experiments. And Bobby, who was part of Charles Manson's cult, was affiliated with the OTO. He was in Kenneth Anger's movie, and Kenneth Anger was affiliated with Aleister Crowley and the OTO and all that, and he died this year at age 96, just like the Queen died at 96. And the other Queen died at 69, the reflection of 96. So these are all Illuminati numbers, and it goes deep. They do things on dates, numerology, symbols, and geomancy on locations. So when Sharon Tate was murdered, and this guy murdered someone as well, part of Charles Manson's CIA mind control clique, it took place August 8th when the fires happened. So August 10th is another date. So August 8th, 9th, and 10th, leading up to the Helical Rising, is this occult date that we've been covering quite a bit. And The Wizard of Oz was written by Baum, and he was connected with Theosophy, the Theosophical Society, with Helen Blavatsky, which goes into the occult. So there's a lot of occult stuff happening. I like to notate that the Hawaii fires, they said 1,500 still missing, just like the newspaper said 1,500 dead in Hawaii during Pearl Harbor, and the Titanic sunk with 1,500 die. That's what it says, this 15 number. There's 15 members of Skull and Bones. 5-1 is the day the Illuminati was founded. Will Maui's beloved 150-year-old banyan tree survive? So the whole story is based off of this banyan tree that I was at. I was here for an entire month walking through this tree, and they're saying it survived. It's like the story of hope with the 47 branches. It goes into Masonic symbolism there. Maui fire is the deadliest in the 105 years with 93 killed, that 15 number. I believe these are all rituals taking place. And we're almost at that 2,000 mark. I believe that we're going to hit that 2,000. That'll be great. And this will hit that 2,000 mark because we got more to show. It will hit that 2,000 mark if you like and share this video, because that's what gets in the algorithm, as we are super, super shadowed here. I mean, I see it. People show me their phone that they don't get an update that I went live until like a week later or whatever, when this information is critical right now. So are these rituals taking place? It seems like it. And I think that this is the most fascinating imagery right here of the hurricane looking like the yellow brick road, the hurricane being Dorothy, Dora, Hurricane Dora. So Lom and the Wizard of Oz look the same, but the Wizard of Oz is green for Osiris. Osiris is green. And this guy's a member of the OTO, and he made a movie about this green man, kind of like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, has the green man. It's Green Man. We're going to get into that as well. And the Mountain Dew figures, what? They're green. They picked the green. Is there a connection there to Osiris, Wizard of Oz, the Green Man, the Mountain Dew? As Mountain Dew, are they predicting, programming us, predictive programming us with Maui Burst and Pitch Black? This is a topic I'm still looking into. A lot of people are doing great research. I'll keep everybody updated on that because it is fascinating. As these food companies control everything, you control the food, you control the world. That's why you see all these Illuminati celebrities promoted by Bill Gates, McDonald's. And Mountain Dew is Tennessee. It's a Tennessee beverage. Tennessee is what all these rituals on the 36th parallel are taking place. Memphis, Tennessee. Everything is connected to this 36th parallel. And Memphis, Elvis, all this. I mean, you could go back and watch my videos in the beginning of the year, and we showed the connection. Now, with 50 Cent going through maybe a sacrifice, I think it would be for Young Buck. I said Lloyd Banks at first, but I meant Young Buck. Mr. Tenneke, Tennessee, Mr. Tenneke, Tennessee. Even his symbol looks like the Kenef, and there's the key there. This goes into the Memphis Rite. The Memphis Rite, you can see that that's their logo as well. Let me see if I could pull that up because it's good to like flash the image back and forth. So it's the egg and the wings. It's the Kenef. That's why Eminem has Ken Kenef. This is for Aleister Crowley, the nine right here. Memphis Rite, that. So Tenneke, it's got that. So I'm looking out for a ritual to go with him because he does do the Illuminati eye in a lot of his albums. And here's one of his other albums where you got the checkerboard floor. As they're on Eminem's label, Eminem made them famous. And Eminem is doing the Osiris. Osiris, here's Aleister Crowley in the green. And Eminem's grandfather could be Samuel Mathers of the Order of the Golden Dawn. And there was a beef between both of these characters. That's what the Moonchild book was all about, hypothetically. So the Kenef would be Aleister Crowley. That's why Ken Kenef of Eminem is a sus character who disses ICP. And ICP, I believe, is resembling, through paying homage, a story. There's a word for it, a storyline, I believe there's a storyline. I'll be doing that decode here shortly as ICP also does the Wizard of the Hood as well. I'll be breaking that down. But here's Green Man with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. As the Wizard of Oz is Osiris, Osiris is the Green Man. Now, okay, this is a stretch, right? Look, these are my, like, ICP, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, my two favorite things to listen to and watch, you know? So I watch these shows and this music a lot. So I'm kind of going against my own social conditioning here. But Green Man, how would this be connected to Illuminati, which It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia? Well, the prince, the King Charles, during his coronation, he had the Green Man on his flyer. Him and his wife, they had the Green Man on the flyer, and they visited the creator of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia with the Ryan Reynolds, the Free Man. There's a lot of connections to secret societies with them. The Gang Gets Invisible is episode 32, like the Las Vegas event happened on 32 floor. Beyonce awarded the 32 awards. And in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, they talk about the Taft family. The Taft family created Skull and Bones, Alfonso Taft. And in the show, Max says he's part of the Taft family because he worked for them. And here's Ruby Taft. So they show a lot of stuff in it. And even the Nightman Cometh took place at a Masonic temple. They bring up the Masons and they do the ritual in this episode here. And it's on FX with the double cross of the Templars, the Cross of Lorraine. So there's a lot of different things. Here's the Baphomet, him wearing the Baphomet. And shout out to Mac. Very talented. I like all this. And ICP, shout out to ICP. But they are performing at the Masonic Temple in October. So a lot of crazy stuff. Make sure you smash that like button. It's Donut. Much love and God bless you.